This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Kelmeg and Associates, reminding you to protect your health and finances with health insurance. Open enrollment for 2019 health insurance ends January 15th. More information can be found and appointments can be set by calling 303-466-9575 or by visiting kelmeg.com. That's K-E-L-M-E-G.com.
You're tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's George. It's 7 o'clock. Time for the Cabaret Show. We bring you live local music every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight's no exception, of course. And I'm really excited to have the storytellers with us. We'll be hearing some songs. You're a four-piece quartet, sometimes a quintet vocal band. So we'll be hearing music from you all. So why don't you take it away, and we'll come back and chat in just a few minutes.
Little bitty pretty one, you've been so good to me. Lovely, lovely, lovely one, come sit down on my knee. As we're singing the whoa, 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 whoa.
Tell you a story, happened a long time ago. Little bitty pretty one, been a while till you grow.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
little bitty pretty one,
little bitty pretty,
come on, talk to me,
talk to me,
lovey dovey, lovey one,
lovey dovey, lovey,
come on, sit on my knee.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa. All right.
One more.
Lions.
A family lives in the jungle. At the end of the day, they all sit together around the fire. When suddenly, the youngest boy becomes afraid. He starts to hear the wild sounds of the animals in the forest. He hears lions, giraffes, elephants. Snails? Hyenas. Snakes. And whatever that is.
A bird.
So, one by one, his mother, his father, his grandparents, his uncles, his aunt, his sisters, his cousins, they all start to sing to him. And soon he falls asleep, and only the beautiful sounds of the jungle fill his ears.
Are we more? 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 Are we more?
Owe me more. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Next is a very popular song. Well, it is in the Latino community, but it's gotten around.
It's popular.
It's popular all over the world. It's one of the most popular songs of the last couple years, without a doubt.
I hope you enjoy it. This is our storyteller's version of Despacito.
Si, sabes que ya llevo un rato mirándote. Tengo que bailar contigo hoy. Vi que tu mirada ya estaba llamándome. Muéstrame el camino que yo voy. Despacito, quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído, para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito.
Sube.
Quiero ver bailar tu pelo, quiero ser tu ritmo. Que le enseñes a mi boca tu lugar favorito.
Favorito, baby.
Déjame sobrepasar tus zonas de peligro hasta provocar tus gritos y que olvides tu apellido. Si te pido beso, ven, dámelo. Yo sé que estás pensándolo. Llevo tiempo intentándolo. Mami está atando y dándolo. Sabe que tu corazón conmigo te hace bam bam. Sabe que esa beba te buscando de mi bam bam. Me prema de mi boca para ver cómo te sabe. Quiero que el canto amor a ti te cabe. Yo no tengo prisa, yo me quiero dar el viaje. Empecemos lento, después salvaje.
Pasito, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Cuando tú me besas con esa destreza, veo que eres malicia con delicadeza.
Pasito, suavecito, nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito.
Es que esa belleza es un rompecabezas, pero pa' montarla aquí tengo la pieza. Oye,
despacito,
Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito. Deja que te diga cosas al oído para que te acuerdes si no estás conmigo. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito. Firmo las paredes de tu laberinto y hacer de tu cuerpo todo un manuscrito. Despacito.
Woo. Did y'all feel that Latin flair? Because that's what I was aiming for.
This next one, you may recognize from a, it's our adaptation of a hit Broadway tune.
That is currently in Puerto Rico right now, speaking of Latin flair.
Currently in Puerto Rico. It's a introduction to us as a group.
How does a motley, all-male, chill group with a passion for vocals unite when three weren't even locals? A magical, musical group of fun fellas to sing together narratively named a cappella.
They'll sing Motown, they'll sing Downtown, they'll sing Disney tunes to turn your child's frown upside down. They're mounting musical mountains until the top, or maybe just serenading your local coffee shop.
Now gathering together to collaborate on new levels, dealing with the stress of coordinating busy schedules, settling for giving in nothing less than the best. Coming out to Boulder to put themselves to the test.
Pumping to bring joy to adults and children too. Singing all your favorites and yes, a little Broadway. So if you find yourself connecting with their passion, you can join them on their journey in technological fashion.
Then the word will get around. They'll say, these guys are insane, man. Get yourself a Facebook page, a new account on Instagram. Do it for the love and never for the fame. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
And storytellers. Our name is Storytellers. And there's a bunch of songs we haven't sung. Just you wait. Just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Storytellers.
Awesome. I think that's a perfect segue into our first break. You are the Storytellers.
Yeah.
With us on the Cabaret this evening. My name is George, your host. Maybe we could start by you could introduce each of yourselves, and maybe do you want to tell us a little story, maybe like a formative moment in your singing career that kind of brought you to this place where we are right now?
Gerard, I feel like you have that go-to story of... Don't you like your choir days? I don't know.
Oh, okay. I was gonna ask like what was like the first song you sung where somebody said, "Hey, you can sing."
Oh,
and then,
okay.
Or I don't know, something along those lines.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. So I actually, my name is Alejandro, and I'm one of the storytellers. I am the sole Latino representative, and so. I think I came into finding that music was a passion of mine as I grew up in the church. I grew up in a very gospel worship style sort of church, and I really truly enjoyed every moment of it. I had a moment in elementary school where I was getting all the little solos, and people are like, "Oh, like I think of my first real solo was Yankee Doodle. Yankee Doodle yes. went to town riding on a pony." I had to sing that, and I got that solo, which wasn't worth much at the time, but you know, it meant a lot to me. When I was very young, I quit for a while, and in ninth grade, I joined my high school show choir. And I think it's always been a passion of mine and something that, despite the fact that I'm an educator, I always try to make room for singing because it's something that helps me breathe, helps my soul breathe, if that makes any sense. And in terms of how we came to be as a group, that's kind of hard because some of us went to the same college, some of us went through this teaching program yep. together, and of those of us, we were just like the missing member, Brody, was an individual who was all like, "Y'all sound so awesome, and I've always wanted to do it and try it for a while," and he ended up joining us.
Yeah, that's because the fifth individual Brody, he and my partner, they traveled the world together in this group called Up With People, and so they had known each other for years, and so I got connected randomly to him. So it's just, yeah, all roads lead to Rome at the end of the day. So,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
I get, for me, my name's Devin, and I sang barbershop a little bit in high school, and that was kind of my first a cappella experience, and went on in college to join an a cappella group for a few years, and just loved that. And out of college, I didn't really have that musical outlet for a while, other than like karaoke at the bar, which I love. But and then Alejandro and I met up for a beer one day, and this was like 3 years after college or something, and he said, "Hey, my friend Wisdom and Brenton are trying to get together a singing group. Like, do you want to come? Like, I know you've got this past experience." And I was like, "Yes, when?" And so then that was kind of the start of it.
Nice.
And so that was great. I just had that gap of not a lot of singing, and then just dove right in. And
now it's a lot of singing.
We've been going strong for a little over 2 years now.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
More than that long.
Yeah. For me, my name is Wisdom Amuzu, originally from Togo. And I think of a few moments. One, when we first immigrated here, we moved to Sioux City, Iowa, and sang in the choir, went to Catholic school, Holy Family. And the song was "Oh Danny Boy."
Danny Boy.
Yeah, there you go. So, a Togolese West African kid in the middle of this, of course, I was the only African for miles, singing Danny Boy in Sioux City, Iowa. And I think for me, that says a lot about my experience here in America. And the second piece, I think, is probably around, yeah, actually, the truth about why this group is the day after the election. I was actually so depressed. I needed music. So I actually called up Brenton, called up Alejandro, and we just started singing Lion Sleeps. And for me, music is healing. It's a way to bring community and to heal. Yeah.
Speaking of the aforementioned individual, my name is Brenton Wei. I sort of came into music similar to Wisdom. My family is also African. My parents are from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And as Wisdom, I'm sure, can attest, when you're in an African family, you sing whether or not you know how to sing. It's kind of just a musical culture, and you dance whether or not you know how to dance. And so I just, my family is big in the church, much like some of these other individuals. And so African hymns were really big in my family. And then also there's a big Congolese tradition of like just big brass and like singing along with drums and, and music circles. And so that's kind of how I got started. And then I remember so I was born here in the U.S. And when I was in elementary school, I had a teacher actually here in Denver. And they needed someone to sing Jingle Bell Rock when I was in fifth grade. And I just love Christmas music. I always have. And anyone who knows me knows how much I love Christmas. And so she asked me to sing this song, and I just really fell in love with it. And so ever since then, just kind of, you know, evolved. So.
Great. And you mentioned kind of your mission is like as community and healing.
Yeah.
And you mentioned like, you know, just through singing, and I think the breath, like, you know, maybe you should talk into that as kind of that aspect. I know, like, I'm not a singer, but I know talking to people, I hear that a lot from other singers.
Absolutely. I think that something that a lot of people fail to realize is that, or not maybe fail to realize, but can't put into words, is the fact that when there are no words, sometimes the only thing you can do is emote a sound that describes either the joy or the pain or the sorrow. I think music goes a long way in terms of healing the community, because what you often see in so many movements is a song that sparks and sort of helps lead the movement, because sometimes that's the only way that people can express whatever it is that they feel, whatever is taking over at the time, you know.
And what I'll add to that is, first of all, there's actually a lot of science around the fact that it's very good for your brain to sing in community, whether it's in choir, a cappella, etc. And for me, something that's been really meaningful for the storytellers is that Even though we've been together for about, you know, 2 years at this point, there are a lot of a cappella groups who have been together longer and have had more time to develop their sound. But I always tell our group that I think we are one of the best at curating a really powerful experience for our audiences. And so whether that's like taking important parts of their story and weaving it into our art form, or whether that's like telling a story where there's community involvement, community engagement, we really do kind of blend that mix between song and story, music and narrative. And I really love just the act of bringing joy to other people and putting them in a space where they can know that they're a part of it and we're all creating together.
Great. Well, the storyteller's with us on the Cabaret Show tonight on KGNU. What's next?
A song, probably.
Wayfaring.
Speaking of storytelling and singing.
Yeah, a song. This is called Wayfaring Stranger.
Awesome.
Was adapted from a YouTube video that Ed Sheeran did.
That's right.
That was based on another song that someone else did.
I think Jamie Woon made it popular. I don't think
he did. I think the song's probably, you know, it might be
100
years old.
Yeah. Very, very old. Yeah, yeah. There are many versions of it, so.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger who are traveling through this world alone. Yet there's no fear, no toil, no danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
And no bright clouds will gather me, and I know my ways far off and deep, and the beautiful fields lie just beyond me, and I know my needs are rough and deep. I'm going there to see my mother. I'm going there to alone. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home now.
I am a poor wayfaring stranger traveling through this world alone. There's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. And I'm going there to see my brothers. I'm going there, no more to roam. I'm only going, I'm going over Jordan. I'm only going over home. I am a poor wayfaring stranger while traveling through this world alone. Yet there's no fear, no dawn, no danger in that bright land to which I go. And I'm going there to see my father. I'm going there, no more to roam. I'm only going over Jordan. I'm only going over home.
Oh, oh.
I thought we could do that at the end and move on to Shaboom. Two. All right.
Shaboom.
Sometimes we like to mix up our set list.
Sure, why don't we change it up? Sure,
actually,
let's change it up.
Every time we do it.
Yeah. Freestyle.
We're, you know, we do it improv. So we do a thing, storytellers, where we like to make music improvisationally. I think some of us come from different improvisational backgrounds, me especially. From improvisational verse storytelling. I'm in an improvisational theater group called Playback Theater West, and so making art in real time is really important to us. So I always summon my main man, Alejandro Fuentes, to ask a few questions of the people in the room, and as there's only one person who's not in the storytellers in the room, we'll ask you a few questions. We'll ask George a few questions.
Sure.
All right, George, we have question number one for you. When did you realize that the radio, or specifically maybe even KGNU, was something that you were passionate about and that you wanted to put your life into?
I did, I was into music in high school. I did some college radio as an undergrad, and I was in Tucson, and they had a really good community station there. Not unlike KGNU, then I came to Boulder for grad school and got involved, started volunteering, and here I am now.
Awesome.
Awesome. What would you say is one of the most powerful reasons why radio exists and why you have continued the work? Because I feel like it's a passion. You don't just do it because it's something to do. You do it because something about you has drawn to it. What would you say that is?
Yeah, I think, you know, in my own musical behind the scenes with a staff member of KGNU. No, I think, you know, me, I listened to radio a lot when I was, you know, a kid and growing up, and a lot of the had these, you know, kind of musical moments where I heard something new and exciting or different, you know, on the radio or, you know, from a musical standpoint. And I think that's how that initially got me into it. And then kind of the mission of this kind of eclectic, freeform, non-format that we have here kind of continues to inspire me how people put music together.
And I have one last question for you, George, which is if you were on a desert island and you had to listen to one song for the rest of your life, what song would it be?
One song the rest of my
one
life.
One song? Mm-hmm. Right, just one. Just one on repeat.
That's hard.
It's a hard one.
Or do you? Yeah.
Can I say like a Africa Express version of Terry Riley's In C?
In C.
Do you know that?
I don't know that.
But it was all performed on West African. It's
oh, that's
look it up.
I know Terry Riley, but
yeah.
Okay. That sounds dope. I want to listen to that.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for sharing. George did not expect to get an interview. Sometimes we flip the script up.
It's all right. We're used to winging it on KGNU a lot.
So cool.
Awesome.
Whatever.
What you are about to hear has not been at all practiced. We had no idea what your answers were going to be. Right,
in fact,
George?
We just met George.
We just met George. And so we don't even know what's about to happen, but we hope that you all enjoy.
Yeah, so we're going to kind of build it one at a time. Someone's going to start doing a thing, and then other people are going to build on it, and then hopefully we'll have a thing.
Yeah.
And apropos, that's kind of how In C worked.
Well, nice. Perfect. Maybe we should do it in C. Just kidding.
We're here with you, with George and KG and you. We're here, we're free for you and for me. We're here, this is our fate, Colorado, our state.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are the storytellers, hot like a corona. George Halen from Tucson, Arizona. He's chilling with us, and yes, he's making it cool. He came to Colorado for grad school. He broke it down. He was getting the knowledge. He said, storytellers, I was on radio in college. That's where I learned the art of sound and voice. That's where I learned the art of story and choice. So, gather together and build community. When we are together, that's KGNU. The U is unity. That's you and me. That's us together. Because you know, when community, it's better together. So I told you, the music is clear, you see. He was like, favorite song, Terry Riley, West African, NC. Yes, and of course, it's right by the sea. When you're a desert island, it's of course what we see. It's the water, and of course, we're making it hotter. And you gotta bring it, turn it up, yes, making it hotter. So thank you so much for spending time with us. You were just such great listeners, and no, it's not a fuss. So we're gonna get back and sing more songs. We'll be here for 30 minutes, not all night long. So right now, I told you it wasn't a fuss. George, KGNU, Boulder, thank you for having us. Boom, 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 boom.
Thank you.
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you.
Change formation.
Sure. These headphone cables. It's very, you're doing a fine job of that.
Thank you.
Musical mics. Shaboom.
This is a classic. That's all I need to say.
One, two, three, four.
Shaboom. Oh, life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and then I'll be with me again.
Life could be a dream, shaboom, shaboom. If only all my precious plans
would come, shaboom, shaboom.
If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, shaboom, life could shaboom, be a dream, sweetheart.
Ba-do, 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 ba.
Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind.
Da, 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 da,
if you do what you wanted to, oh baby, we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream,
shaboom,
if
shaboom,
I could take you up to paradise up above.
Shaboom,
if
shaboom,
you would tell me I'm the only one that you love,
shaboom,
life could
shaboom,
be a dream, sweetheart.
Ba da ba 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 ba. Bop, shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom, shaboom. Ya-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Shaboom. You know that every time I look at you, something is on my mind, on my mind. If you do what you wanted to, baby, we'd be so fine,
so fine.
Life could be a dream. If I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again, shaboom. And then hoping we meet again.
Shaboom.
Shit on anything, don't. Shaling, shaling, shaling. Shaboom, shaboom, shaboom.
Shaboom, shaboom,
shaboom. Life could be a dream.
Life could be a dream, sweetheart. D-U-D-R. Shaboom, shaboom. Sweetheart, D-U-D-R. Shaboom, shaboom, sweetheart, D-U-D-R. Shaboom, shaboom, sweetheart. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-boom, shaboom.
Brought to you by the Styles of the Storyteller.
That's right. This next one is a little Queen Bee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wait, you should go that over there.
Oh, I should go over
there.
Yeah. All right.
We're just going to shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. Shuffle on over.
Blum, 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 blum. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other girl above you? What a wicked way to treat the guy that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Something don't feel right, because it ain't right, especially coming up after midnight. I smell your secrets, and I'm not too perfect to ever feel this worthless. How did it come down to this? Scrolling through your call list. I don't want to lose my pride, but I'm a miss, never miss. Know that I kept it sexy, you know I kept it fun. There's something that I'm missing, maybe my head for one. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately? I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love. Wow, slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other girl above you? What a wicked way to treat the guy that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down. Let's imagine for a moment that you never made a name for yourself. A master's mouth that had you labeled as a king. Never made it out the cage, still out the moving in the streets. Never had the baddest woman in the game up in the sheet he eats. Would they be down to ride? No. They used to hide from your lies to me. And y'all know we were made for each other, so I find you and hold you down. Let's sing it now. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down, they don't love you like I love you. Back up, they don't love you like I love you. Step down, they don't love you like I love you. Can't you see there's no other girl above you? What a wicked way to treat the girl that loves you. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you. Slow down. Hey, this is such a shame. You let this good love go to waste. I always keep the top tier. Yeah. Five star, taxi loving in the car. Like make that wood, like make that wood. Holly like a boulevard. What's worse, looking jealous or crazy? Jealous or crazy? Or like being walked all over lately? Walked all over lately? I'd rather be crazy. Hold up, they don't love you like I love you.
Right, if you're just joining us, the storyteller is with us on the Cabaret Show here on listener supported KGNU with us till the top of the hour.
Life is a cabaret.
Old chum, indeed. I was going to ask, like, you know, your repertoire is pretty vast, kind of, I guess, from old, we'll say, you know, gospel songs to, you know, I guess, repertoire in the doo-wop era, and then more contemporary interpretations of things. How do you choose your songs, and kind of what kind of challenges are there when you're arranging them?
I think arrangement, you can talk about that one.
Yeah.
I think, for me at least, the song selection reflects the diversity of the group. Which is, you got this Chilean dude, this guy from the land of 10,000 lakes. And I think then the songs we choose are a reflection of that. What about arrangement? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, and I think we all, you know, we have a collaborative process over kind of, you know, we all bring ideas to the table of, hey, we should sing this song, we should sing this song. You know, we have a huge list of potential songs that have been pitched, and then we just kind of discuss the pros and cons, and you know, how hard would that be to arrange, how long would it take, you know, are we feeling it, you know, do we think it would sound good in a cappella, And then we just kind of go from there. And, you know, it's also a matter of, like, how easy is sheet music to find that's already out there compared to arranging things. So, you know, maybe half of our songs are custom arrangements and the other half might be, you know, we got sheet music that we actually learned it from.
And is the sheet music written for a cappella or are you adapting it from...
When we use sheet music, we generally try to find stuff for four or five vocal parts. It's fun. I started arranging music, back in my college days, and so it was, I have a minor in music, no big deal. But
I was going to ask on the formal training.
Yeah, so I...
You're not mentioning, Devin, what do you do for a day? Because I think that's the most important.
That was my follow-up question to this segment.
Yeah, well, I'm a software developer.
Okay.
Some people say that music and software is a very good, interesting match, but that's a whole other topic for another day. But I arrange code during the day, and then with storytellers, I like to, put musical stuff to paper, see it come to life, which is a really great process.
We can spare the listener in formal languages and context-free grammars and computer science.
Sorry, was that a question?
No. A digression.
That was just a statement.
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have another question?
I guess what do you do when you're not singing together, following up from
sleeping?
For me, part of a founding team that's starting a new high school in the community that I grew up in, out in Aurora, and it's called Empower Community High School.
For me, I'm kind of in the arts and do creative organization sort of full-time professionally. I always say I use the power of words to help people cultivate humanity. So I write for a number of online publications. I am in this theater company, Playback Theater West. Actually started here in Boulder. It's been around, we're on our 30th season now, so I'm really excited about that. I'm on the organizing committee of TEDx Boulder. And then I'm also writing a stage musical, currently a full-length stage musical about Congolese independence in the context of the Cold War. So just the international relations between Congo, Belgium, and the United States. So that's always really fascinating to hear. On your previous program, someone was talking about Guatemala in the 50s, and I think that time in the world was a very interesting and actually rather dramatic time. So.
He wears many hats. I think he's only told you about half of them. As far as I go, I think because Brenton is a good friend of mine, I've ended up also expanding what it is that I do. My paid job is I'm a sixth grade math teacher out in the far northeast. Usually when people hear that, they're like, oh my gosh, God bless you. they're like, wait, first sixth graders and then math for sixth graders? Mm-hmm. Which I won't lie, sometimes it's a little difficult to engage them, but I do my best, bring out the voices to try and entertain them and also engage them in their education. But outside of that, I am also outside of this group. I'm in a band called the Pink Hawks, and we actually performed at the Bluebird this last Saturday, and it was a fantastic show. It was beautiful. I think it was one of the most fun moments that I've had with the Pink Hawks on that stage. And I'm also part of a group called Undocu Monologues. It's called Undocu America. Essentially, something that you should know about me is that I'm actually an undocumented individual within this country. The only reason why I'm able to work here is because of Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, DACA, which our current president has tried to knock down a few times. We are actually going to have a performance at the Dairy Arts Center, which is not too far from here, on the 21st, on Martin Luther King Day. There's going to be a performance at 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock. And it's in an effort to try and humanize the narrative that has been, our lives have been polarizing, which is kind of awful to think about. Because as soon as somebody hears that an individual is undocumented, they forget that the likelihood of them, they grew up in this country. And in growing up in this country, they consider this their home. And so there's going to be 10 different narratives from 10 different individuals and their relationship of their undocumented nature to the country that we call home. You are at all interested and are willing to come, we would be glad to
have. Is that part of that series? I'm forgetting the name that they've done at the Dairy on...
What's it called? Modus?
It's through Modus Theater.
Yeah, it's part of their series. Yeah.
It's not like Do You Know Who I Am?
It's not Do You Know Who I Am, but it is through the same company.
It's the same theater company. Yeah. The founder of Modus is actually a member of Playback Theater, Kirsten Wilson.
All right, yeah.
And also I like to highlight with Alejandro that he was actually one of the first two documented educators in the history of the United States, which is a really big deal. And he's advocated in many different places around the country. And a point of pride that I always have is I remember I was on Facebook one time and Alejandro's picture was being presented on the floor of the U.S. Senate to humanize the story of documented individuals since he himself couldn't be there. So that was so awesome to see a senator tell his story. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great. Once again, we have the storytellers with us on the KGNU Cabaret this evening. Really cool stuff. What's next?
You guys want to do Still of the Night?
It's one of my favorites because I get to go all out.
Dro's good at that.
Yeah, and we have Dro, Brenton, Devin, and Wisdom
with
us. Yes. And Brody, who's not here.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
In the still of the night, I held you, tight, for I love you so. Promise I'll never let you go. In the still of the night, I remember that night in May. The stars were bright up above. I hope and I pray to keep your precious love. So before the night, hold me again with all your might in the still of the night.
I said I go all out on that one.
Make sense? Let's do it. Let's change it up. This is a song
about working.
Hard every day. Actually, could you provide the context that you usually do behind this song? Because I think that's a very powerful statement.
Yeah, sure. So, as I said a bit earlier in the program, my family is from Congo, and I've been working on this musical now for the last couple years, and it's been really cool to see it, you know, previewed at the Art Museum and a few other places. But every time I work on this piece, I think about the Congo and the story of Central Africa, which is Central Africa is the most resource-rich place on planet Earth, and yet it's the poorest. And for the Congo specifically, it's a place where nearly 10 million people have died in the last 20 years, and their story kind of goes untold. And so there's a part that's like really beautiful and really culturally rich from the nature, this, that, and the other. But then there's also another part where people are working really hard and not knowing if there will ever be a brighter tomorrow. And coming home on those days where you can only appreciate like the little things, like a smile from your family member or just the solidarity of knowing that other people are holding you up. Every time I sing this song or I hear this song, I think of that. So that's why I was really passionate about us learning.
On empty, is that the kind of way to face the burning heat? I just think about my baby. I'm so full of love I could barely eat. Nothing sweeter than my babe. I never want once from the cherry tree, 'cause my baby, sweet as can be, she give me toothaches just from kissing me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to earth.
Boys, when my baby found me, I was 3 days on a drunken sin. I woke with her walls around me, nothing in her room but an empty crib. And I was burning up a fever, I didn't care much how long I lived. And I swear I thought I dreamed her. She never asked me once about the wrong I did. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. And no grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to her. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. And no grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to her.
My baby never fret none about what my hands and my body done. If the Lord don't forgive me, I still have my baby and my babe would have me. I was kissing on my baby, she put her love down soft and sweet. In the low-lamp light I was free, heaven and hell were words to me. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to earth. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to earth. When my time comes around, lay me gently in the cold dark earth. No grave can hold my body down, I crawl home to earth.
Storytellers with us on the Cabaret Show: Alejandra Fuentes, Brendan Wei,
Brenton, yeah,
Brenton Wei, Devin Stone, Wisdom Amazu. How can people, I guess, find out more about you? And that website, social media.
Yeah, so you can find us at Storytellers303 on Instagram and Facebook, or Storytellers303.com. So pretty simple.
Storytellers303.com.
Yeah,
hit us up. We do. all sorts of gigs and birthday parties and corporate events.
We were looking back. We had a kind of year in review a few days ago on 2018, and it was just so amazing. Like we sang at the Mayor's Mansion. We were at the Botanic Gardens. We were at the Museum of Nature and Science. It was really a great time. And part of even our repertoire as well is we'll get requests from different events. We're like, oh, could you sing this? Could you arrange that? And so we'll do custom arrangements, whether it's for like a special event or a city civic event or anything in between. So yeah, we'd love to collaborate. So
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's right.
That's true. Right. And I take it these performances are pretty interactive with the audiences that are there, and it seems like you can't help but to get kind of engaged at some level.
Yeah. More or less. We've had a couple of park and bark events where you just, you know, kind of stand there and sing, but it's a Broadway term. It's for the most part we do tend to be interactive, and I think people kind of crave that. You know, they love like interacting or having us interact with like young children or adults of all ages and really bringing everyone together in a communal song. And actually, we start every one of our concerts with the same communal song. So it's a little choral piece that we involve the audience in. So
great. Once again, the storytellers. We got a few minutes left, probably enough for one more piece.
Cool. All right. Wonderful. Yeah, thanks for having
us. Or one and a half.
Yeah, we may have one or two, depending on the song.
Yeah, yeah. We got about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just want to take us out past the hour.
Yep. Okay. Perfect.
All right, we're going to have two more.
All right, two more, and then we'll wrap it up.
Time providing. All right. First one.
Once again, the storytellers here on the cabaret. This evening on KGNU.
Sorry.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address.
Every once in a while, what we'll do is we'll make sure that we have the right note so that you enjoy the performance the whole way. So if you don't mind, we're going to just start that one over. And that's just something that happens in acapella music.
That's right. Yeah.
We hope that you enjoy it the second time around.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Okay. Let's try that again.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy, but every song's like protein, Grey Goose, tripping in a bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in hotel room, we don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams, but everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet plane diamonds, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We're not caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royals. It don't run in our blood, and love just ain't for us. They're a different kind of buzz. Ruler,
ruler.
Girl, can I get you on that beatbox? So count it, 50 to 80, that is a mile. We're breaking it up because it is a freestyle. We're gonna bring it back, the royals are here. We're gonna go hard because you know we never fear. Alejandro, Wisdom, and Devin, when we're all singing, we're taking you to heaven. And of course, I will show you the way. First name Brenton and last name Way. We're having a good time singing some Lord, and we're gathered up like a crowd that's called a horde. So thank you so much for singing our song, because we could do it just all night long.
And we got one last song for you to take it out.
Yeah.
This is an old one.
Good night.
Good night.
Because that's exactly what we're trying to say. Good night to y'all.
That's right. Thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. We hate to leave you. We really must say. So good night, sweetheart. Good night. Do, 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 do. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. Do, 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 do. Baby, I just can't treat you right. Do, 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 do. I hate to leave you, baby. I don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, 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 do. We hate to leave you. We really must say. So good night, sweetheart. Good night. Do, 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 do. Well, your mother and your father. Do, 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 do. Won't like it if you keep the radio on this long. We hate to leave you, baby. We don't mean maybe, because we love you so. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, 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 do. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Do, 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 do. We hate to leave you. We really must say. So good night, sweetheart, good night. So good night, sweetheart, good night. So good night, sweetheart, good night.
Good night, Boulder.
Good night, sweetheart.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. What a great cabaret show that was. And it's time for Corriente.
Falta poco para el año nuevo, celebrando en familia es lo que yo más quiero. Todos unidos vamos a gozar y vamos a bailar. No queremos tristeza, solo queremos alegría y nada más. Celebrando el que entra,
y adiós al que
y seguiremos
se
rumbeando y gozando hasta que amanezca, bailando merengue, salsa, bomba y plena. Así se celebra nuestra Navidad. Escucha bien, cantemos con alegría. Bailemos todos al son de este compás. Celebrando el que entra y adiós al que se va. ¡Cógelo!
Baila yo.
Adiós, la fiesta no puede parar aquí.
Se acaba de llegar mi mamá con un arroz más potía que no se quiere pana. Acaba de llegar Lini, la de Eric, con un flan bien sabroso, bien sabroso, para chuparse los dedos. También llegó Doña.